Good morning. The European Union's legislature declared a climate emergency yesterday in a symbolic bid to push the issue as high as possible up the agenda of the EU's executive team. The Parliament voted to call the increasing environmental challenges linked to climate change an emergency. Renew Europe MEP Pascal Canfin, who initiated the move, said it made Europe the first continent to declare a climate and environmental emergency. The 28-nation EU has long been at the forefront of the global climate debate, a role that has been reinforced since the United States pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement. The new EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has already stressed that climate change will be the top priority early on in her five-year term, which starts on Sunday. She will be travelling to Madrid on Monday to attend the opening of the climate summit COP25 and to push that point. The National Police have arrested three fugitives in Mallorca who were wanted for crimes in Germany, Switzerland and Poland. An investigation was launched after European arrest warrants were issued. One of the three men was on Poland's most wanted list. As a member of a drugs gang in Warsaw, he'd previously been arrested for carrying an automatic rifle and for violent robberies. The three men have been detained in prison. Amidst plans of expanding in Europe, Huawei is facing yet another ban. The Chinese smartphone manufacturer is facing complications with Spain's Ministry of Defence. It comes after a US ban that saw the company placed on the entry list by the US Commerce Department. Ministry of Defence staff are still allowed to retain their Huawei handset for personal use, but have been specifically instructed to use other devices to access data from the ministry's data servers. Kenneth Dallas McPherson, who's 62 years old, has gone missing. He was last seen on Saturday at the Torrevieja Marina. He was last known to be kayaking in the marina and has not been seen since. He's described as 5'11" or 180 centimetres tall, of medium build with a white goatee beard and very short white grey hair. His family is concerned that he may have been carried out to sea or been picked up by a boat on its way elsewhere. His family have reported him missing to the police in Pilar de Orodada, who are looking for him. They would be grateful for information from anyone who may have seen Mr. McPherson or his bright green kayak. If anyone has any information, they could call the Guardia Civil on 112 or the British Consulate on 965 216 022. And the Met Office has warned of a possible gotafria predicted to hit the south and the southeast of the country on Sunday night. A statement said the warm weather will be taken over by a cold Arctic blast due to sweep west to east across Spain from Saturday. When the chilly front hits the warmer Mediterranean air, a night of heavy rain and storms is possible. The statement admitted uncertainty over the precise location of the weather event, known as an isolated depression at high altitude. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.